Brody Smith from the Crows here, and proud ambassador for Murraybridge Toyota.
Boy, do I love these Crows!
It's time to catch up with one of my teammates.
Yes, Cole Hardigan, this weekend's big weekend for him. 50 games, that's come around very quickly, and we welcome him to the show. G'day, Cole, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. First of all, what did you do with a bit of time you had off on the weekend?
I went down to Victor Harbour, spent the weekend down there, and just chilled out. It was a good relaxing weekend just to rejuvenate, watch the boys have a good win in the sample on Saturday as well. So it was a good weekend.
So you were a surfer, you get some cockles, whale watching? What was that all about?
Nah, just went down there and had a look around. That's about it. So, didn't really do too much. Just chilled out.
So are you a fan of the weekend? You think the AFL should do it next year?
But I think it came at a good time for us to, refresh and that sort of thing. But, I guess time will tell and how we go this weekend, how we perform, and also the teams in the four. It's a bit different because, if you win your first prelim, then you won't play in a long time. So I guess time will tell, and it's probably a question I'll be better to answer at the end of September.
You mentioned about getting the ability to freshen up. You had 3 6-day breaks in a row. We've heard Dom Pike talk about Cheney and Brown, and we're hearing Hendo's a bit sore as well. So did you feel the 3 6-day break had that cumulative sort of tiring effect on you?
I think you get a bit of fatigue built up, especially coming towards the end of the season, and a lot of players are dealing with niggles and stuff like that. So 3 6-day breaks was obviously always tough. So, but you got to deal with what you get dealt, and obviously West Coast were too good for us in the last game of the year. So it was good for us to refresh, and I think a lot of teams in the eight are refreshing and getting blokes back from injury and stuff like that. And for us, it's no different.
Kyle, Dom Pike said you've got 4 really good training sessions to fix things up after the Eagles game. You've got one more tomorrow, your main session. What are they? What have you needed to fix up?
I think just that our contest, we got beaten a bit, and also our spread. So just, and going inside 50, make sure we, hit our targets and just be a bit more sharper around the ball. So that's something we've been working on over the last couple of weeks. So, we'll hopefully put our best foot forward on Saturday night and get the result.
So if teams close the corridor down, pressure you, which they will, finals like pressure, it's just the matter now of just executing better, making better decisions under pressure, and just winning the contested ball. That's the only thing you need to do.
Well, if they close down the corridor, we're pretty confident in our forwards, that JJ and Tex and that we can go down the line to them, and we're pretty confident that we'll get a good contest. And we've got the guys at ground level as well to get inside 50. And finals is all about gaining yardage and spending time in your forward half. So if teams try and do that to us, then we got things to counteract that.
Brilliant.
Have you done your scouting session against North Melbourne yet? How's it look?
We've got main session tomorrow, so we'll have another chat in the morning about North Melbourne. Obviously, we don't know the teams and that sort of thing yet, so it's a bit hard to say. But we played them not too long ago, we'll obviously played them a couple of times this year, so we know how they play. And we'll go over that in a bit more depth tomorrow and on Friday.
And now there's a bit of a conjecture about whether Jared Waite, whether it's Magic Door, Drew Petrie. Brad Scott came out, just had a news update that said Drew Petrie will most definitely play. Who did you play on last time, round 14?
I played on Ben Brown, so
big boy.
Yeah, so he'll be in the team. So but I'm not too sure. Like whoever plays, I've sort of played on all the guys that have played. Mm. I grew up playing with Magic and played on Wade a couple of times. So, whoever they decide to play, then, we'll just take whoever comes.
Well, you might want to talk to the forwards as well, because in round 14, the boys kicked 12 goals, 28, which wasn't a great return considering how much footy they had.
Yeah, well, you get a bit nervous when you're having a lot of shots on goal and you can't capitalise. You think, is this going to hurt us? But we were lucky enough to get over the line. So hopefully we you know, do the other thing, kick 28-12. That would be nice.
Jeez, hey, I'll take that.
We mentioned it off the top. It's 50 games. Congratulations. You came a bit later to AFL footy than some others. It's been a really good year for you.
Yeah, no, it's been good to, you know, play have a consistent year and play footy week in, week out. And, you know, obviously team's been playing well, so it's good to be a part of a winning culture as well. So, no, I've enjoyed this year and hopefully there's many more to come.
Yeah, your confidence is just growing and growing. And we've seen that, Kyle. We've always known that one-on-one you're just about impossible to beat when your game's on. But a lot of that would go down to Daniel Talia, named again in the All-Australian. I'm sure you'd like to pat him on the back.
Yeah, no, obviously Daniel's been a massive influence in my career.
Yeah.
I've known him for a very long time. We played against each other in under 10, so we grew up together. And, yeah, obviously my coaches as well, Darren Milburn and Podsy have been really good helping me out, especially this year with Podsy, you know, the way we play. And I think it's taken Tarles' game to the next level as well. He's taken a lot more intercept marks and he's had a terrific year along with a lot of the other boys down there as well.
You know it's finals when you get smashed for tickets. You getting smashed for tickets, Kyle?
Nah, not too bad. Like, obviously, I'm Victorian, so mum and dad are coming over and my partner's dad's coming over. So that's about it, really. Just got a few close family and, everyone else will have to miss out. Hopefully get a Melbourne final later down the track.
Hey, just on the, we've talked about a couple of guys being sore and Colcini training away from the group. Is how much doubt is he in? Is there any real doubt about whether he plays or not?
I'm not really too sure to tell you the truth. Like, obviously, main session tomorrow. So if he trains and he gets through training, he'll play. I'm pretty confident with that. But, we'll just have to find out tomorrow, I guess.
Tyre State's behind you, Kyle. We've asked a question. Would Port supporters barrack for Crows? What about you? Would you barrack for Port if they're in the finals?
I'll think about it. I'm not really sure.
I think you've said it all. Good man.
We'll have to wait until that happens.
You got the picket up your backside by the sound of that. Hey, Kyle.
Good on you, Kyle.
Congratulations on reaching 50 games. You've had a really consistent year and good luck this Saturday night. It's a massive game for both yourself and the club.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
There you go. Kyle Hardigan there. He's one of the key planks in the Adelaide defence. And he was our very special guest.
Talking Crows, brought to you by Murray Bridge Toyota, with concierge care to make your experience fun and hassle-free.